What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Becoming Clairvoyant podcast. Happy full moon. Great day to focus in on yourself and to take it slow. So, the topic of today's podcast is going to be how important your self-talk is. And it's actually much more simple than you think it is. You see, the way the mind works is it does what it thinks you want to do, right? It makes sense, but what you don't realize is this could actually get you into some trouble. For example, if you're sitting around and you don't want to be working and you're just thinking and complaining over and over again, I just need a week off. I need a week to just sit around and do nothing. I need a week to, you know what your mind is going to do? It's going to give you the flu. It's going to go out there and catch something. And then, you know what it's going to say to you? Look, you're in bed for a week. Now you get to chill out and watch Netflix. You know, so your mind can't understand positive or negative the way you do. It just does what it thinks it wants you to do. Now, the biggest thing is the self-talk that you tell your mind to do, right? So if you walk around all day with just the thought, I am enough, how many different scenarios and situations is that going to make you feel better about yourself? You know, like you're scrolling through Instagram and you become jealous of a friend because they have this amazing relationship. And your mind starts going, oh, they're better than me. I'm not good enough. Blah, 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 blah. But then you go, wait, no. I am enough. Then boom, right there, your vibe completely switches. You see, our brains and our vibration and our emotions and our energy are literally created by what we tell ourselves and our self-talk. Higher vibrational emotions are created by positive self-talk. So if you want to feel happiness and joy and peace, your self-talk needs to be, I am abundant. I am enough. I am peaceful. I am blissful. I am happy. Right? Like, think about this. You could be sitting in traffic, and there are one of two ways that this can go. You could be sitting in traffic, and you could be having the worst day ever, and you're just thinking and telling yourself, this stinks. I hate traffic. I'm going to be late for this, blah, blah, blah. And what that does, what that self-talk does, is it makes you feel low vibrational emotions. It makes you feel anger, and it makes you feel fear and all these things that constrict your energy field. It literally shrinks down your energetic field. And even though people don't realize they can sense it, people can sense people's energetic fields. You know what that feeling when someone walks into a room and they're just a magnet and everybody's eyes turn towards them and they haven't said a word, but there's just something about that person that is so gripping. It's the same thing. You could be sitting in that same traffic jam and you could be saying, oh, those 30 minutes that I was begging to have to myself 4 hours ago, here they are. I get to sit here. I get to listen to music I like. Nobody's bothering me. Right? It's the same scenario, but just two completely different ways of thinking. And by changing your way of thinking and what you tell yourself, it completely changes your emotional state and your vibration. It's literally that simple. All you have to do is train your mind and program your mind to think positive thoughts. And now, I actually take that back, because it's not about thinking those positive thoughts totally. It's more about feeling into those positive thoughts, because that's my biggest gripe with modern day manifestation teachers, where it's your thoughts create your reality. No, it's your beliefs that create your reality, but your thoughts create your beliefs if you think them enough times. You know what I mean? So, for example, one of the things I did that completely changed my life was three words: I am enough. All day, all night, I set reminders in my phone. Whenever anything was maybe going wrong or I was in a situation where I started having negative self-talk, I just went back to those three words: I am enough. I am enough. I am enough. Because guess what, guys? Our natural state is abundance. You know, when we were inside of the womb, everything was taken care of for us. You know, it was basically like staying at a hotel. Free food. You didn't have to worry about the bills. You know, everything was just given to you and fed to you. And then you're born into this amazing world and you kind of just believe in abundance, right? You know, that's why little kids have such big imaginations. It's like, oh, I want a swimming pool for Christmas because Santa Claus and the elves make it up on the North Pole and it's free, right? They just make it and they bring it over. Let little kids have imaginations. They have these abundant mindsets before any of this programming comes in and kind of sets all these constraints on life, right? So if our natural state is abundance, all that means is we just have to deprogram to refind it. You know, that's the biggest thing about spiritual awakening is it's not about discovering something you're not. It's not about going out and looking for something. It's actually just rediscovering what you already are. It's unlearning all this mumbo jumbo crap that's been programmed into your brain, which, by the way, most of the programming happens between the years of 0 and 5. Before you even consciously know what's going on, most of that programming has already been interlaid into your system. But how incredible is that? Is it's already inside you. It's not like there's a 50-50 chance you can find it. No, it's here. You are abundance. You just have to retrain your mind and retrain your emotions and retrain your nervous system to come back home to what you naturally are. You are abundant. You are energy. You are pure light. You are happiness. You are bliss. You are power. You are a magnet. And even something like financial abundance, right? It's the same thing. Money is just energy. Money is frequency. And think to yourself, what are your beliefs about money? And how about this? Don't even think about what are your beliefs about money. What are your parents' beliefs about money? Were your parents always like, money doesn't grow on trees. We're not made of money. Money doesn't buy happiness. You have to work really, really hard to make any money. These are the beliefs that are programmed into most people, and that's why they have a poor relationship with money. That's why whenever they think of money, there's this lack vibration. And the thing is, like I said before, most of those beliefs were programmed into you before you really became conscious as like what you can remember, you know? So between the ages of like 0 to 7. But those memories, just like all memories, exist within your field. They exist somewhere in your energetic structure. And you can find those and clear them. And by doing that, you can create your new beliefs about money. And these are the true beliefs about money, which, just like anything else in this incredible universe, money is abundant. Money comes easily to you. Money can create happiness because you can use it to serve and give back to others. And service is a one-way street to happiness and fulfillment, right? So money can create happiness. You know, so it all comes back to this same thing. It's what we tell our minds. So I offer you this one tip. All you got to do is set a reminder in your phone, maybe like 2 or 3 times a day. And every time that reminder pops up, just think in your head, I am enough. I am enough. When you wake up, write it down somewhere. I am enough. Before you go to sleep, write it down somewhere. I am enough. Because you are. In fact, you're more than enough. You're a limitless light being with the power to literally create their reality in any way they want. But it starts with the self-talk. I hope you all have an amazing, beautiful day. I'm sending so much love, so much healing, so much positive energy. I wish I could give all of you a big hug. Happy full moon. Love you all. Peace out. Till next time.